Low tonight, 75. But tomorrow and Sunday, we'll take the rain chances up just a notch. A more generous supply, roughly 50-50 coverage in the afternoon and evening. Still mid-90s both days. Not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools held a groundbreaking ceremony for Booker T. Washington Magnet School Thursday. The school burned down in 2018. Construction of the new campus should be finished in about 2 years. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. The total now stands at more than 72,000 cases statewide. Health officials say more than 1,300 people have died. As of yesterday, more than 1,500 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. And a group of local teachers rallied at the Capitol to voice their concerns about returning to class in the fall. The group Alabama Teachers Against COVID-19 is pushing for all school districts to go virtual this fall. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Friday TGIF edition, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We do that drawing at 2:30 to 2:45 today. It'll be a great weekend to go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to our good friend, Cranky. Hey, Crank.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend, and you?
Oh, so far, so good. Thank God it's Friday for sure.
Really?
I was just listening there. I listened to the headlines at the top of the hour, you know, an hour ago, and I was made sure I was listening again because I thought I heard something that was wrong, but I guess I didn't. They said that the Montgomery School Board has broken ground on the new BTW Magnet School.
Right.
I thought that they bought the old Holy Cross Episcopal School. And I'm trying to figure out why they're breaking ground at a place that's perfectly usable. There's nothing wrong with it. The building's not that old.
I'm not sure if I'm crossing wires on that or if something fell through with that. But I do remember, they were going to do the old Episcopal school that the Episcopal Church abandoned. But I'm not sure if something, my memory is...
Well, they didn't really abandon it. They sold it because they closed, you know. They didn't,
yeah, no, exactly.
It was a great school.
It was a great school, yeah. It just didn't have enough people going through it.
Yeah.
Do you have family members who have gone through that?
Yes, long time ago.
Yeah, I was one of the folks that helped put that together. The Church of the Ascension, which I used to be a part of, we were the guys who started that.
Well, it was a great school. It's a shame that it went by the wayside. But now that I recall, I do think I remember seeing on my Facebook feed Claire Wheel and a couple of the others from the Montgomery School Board with shovels, and you could see it was a school in the background. I'm like, why are they trying? What else do they have to do to that place? I mean, how many people go to the Magnet School?
I'm looking at an article from the Montgomery Advertiser right now. It is at the former Holy Cross Episcopal School.
Yeah, because it's owned about 5 acres.
And construction is expected to be done in time for school to move in a new location to August 2021. It bought the 18-acre campus for $1.5 million.
That was a bargain.
The purchase
also
included a 28,000-square-foot building, which will house core academic classes and some administrative offices. So
they're adding to it.
If you remember, the original was the left half of the wing. That was going to be they were going to build a mirror to the right of it.
Right.
It was going to be a complete likeness of the original. But I'm just sitting there going, I don't understand how come they can't use it as it is, until they get whatever, the addition's done. But
how much,
what do I know?
We...
I mean, I'm still trying to figure out whether they're going to pay for this out of the liquor and beer fund or the table dance fund that they have down there.
They're going to have a cookie sale. Joey, does it say how much? Hang on, Craig. Does it say how much the addition cost?
I'm not seeing that. It said they're building a standalone cafeteria and gym, as well as another building that will house the Arts Magnet classrooms in a black box theater. There's also a plan to build a performing arts theater later once funds are freed up. And here's, from what? I don't know. Chauncey might have spent it all at a strip club. Anyway.
Well, it's like my old friend... El Guapo and Three Amigos. I don't have a plethora of piñatas, but I think we've got a plethora of mendacity. So I don't know. But, hey, listen, put me in for the Sweet Creek.
Frank, you give me a month a day.
7/12, same as Julius Caesar.
You and Julius, right. Huh? Cranky, I want you to have a great day, my friend.
Hey, listen, I appreciate it, guys. I haven't been able to call a lot, but I've been listening.
Thanks. Yeah, I forgot that it has all that property goes all the way, because when I was thinking 5 acres, I was thinking that's where the main classroom is, but they have the area behind that, too, where that there's a tree line that's there. That's interesting. That's a beautiful building, I'll tell you that, a beautiful building. Should we do Side Hustle?
I think so.
Side Hustle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing great.
Good. I haven't gotten to listen to your whole show.
Why not? Today, come on.
Well, I had to work.
Oh, well, don't let work get in your way.
I know, it's a Friday, too, so. So you might have gone over this already, but have you? I want you to break it down for me if you've gone over it. But it's Fauci's opening pitch last night. Have you talked about that?
The what?
You know, Dr. Fauci.
The screwball.
Yeah, I guess that's what you want to call it.
Having been a former baseball player myself, that is somebody who does not throw a baseball very often, and they don't understand release point.
Right.
Well, and if you notice, too, on his pitch, he didn't break his arm. His throwing arm didn't come back. He pitched it from his ear and pushed the ball.
Yeah.
It was
a little girl pitch.
Yeah. And that's I think little girls would be embarrassed about that. But you would have thought that someone like that would have, knowing that you're about to pitch an opening pitch for baseball, MLB, that you would have practiced that. It didn't look like he was really prepared. And you know, Trump is going to throw out the opening pitch in Yankee Stadium when the Yankees have their opening home game.
No.
Yeah, I'd love to see a comparison.
Yeah, I'll guarantee you that Trump will practice for it. I have a friend of mine in New York who's an Ameriprise financial advisor. We're big baseball fans. And he said COVID-19 is taking away one of the most powerful tools of the New York Yankees. And like an idiot, I said, well, what's that? He goes, the fans. Because you don't have, when you're a player out there and they start booing you, whether you're a New York player, but if you're a visitor player, they tear your butt up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been to some of those games. They tear you up. And so that's one of the most powerful tools, and we don't have that in our quiver anymore.
Right. I didn't get to see it. My boys played baseball, so we were having our last practice last night. So I watched it later.
You were having your last practice?
Baseball practice, yes.
So y'all starting a tournament or what?
We're in our last tournament this coming weekend. So
Do you play a Dixie? Oh, travel ball. Where are you going?
We're playing this weekend in Calera.
I used to love travel ball. You get all the kids and throw them in a room, and the parents get some wine, and you go take them to the game, come back. The staple of food on travel ball is pizza.
Yeah.
Anything that starts with a P, you're going to buy it. So you get pizza.
Right.
Everybody throws their money in. You find the best deal, and you got pizza boxes in the hotel room covering the place.
Yeah, kids running up and down the hall.
Oh, yeah.
Outdoors.
And there's a swimming pool involved. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's usually how we do. We actually did the same thing last night. After our last practice, we had a pizza party at one of the players' parents' pools. And so had a good time. So we were watching real baseball until we came home and watched baseball with cardboard fans and piped-in noise, which is not the same as
It's not
game.
The same, but I want to tell you something, side hustle. Being a baseball fan, former baseball player, and a coach is, I think, just having the game is great because you're not watching tape and you're watching how these guys are now. And I'm really looking forward to watching the Braves in New York tonight or today.
Yeah, I'm glad we have it back. I really got tired of watching, you know, the 1988 Dodgers. Over and over.
I couldn't do that. I tried, and I couldn't do it.
I did because it's all you could get. And then I can't really even deal with much ESPN anymore because it's nothing but politics now.
Amen to that. I want to tell you something, side hustle. Now, it's starting to eke over into baseball, but you watch ESPN. What is the name of the thing? It's the two guys that are there. They've gotten so political.
Pardon the interruption.
Is
it PTI, pardon the interruption?
No, it's the Herd or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Colin Cowherd, yeah.
They've got this undertone, and I've got such an ear for it.
Yeah.
They do these little side smack stuff.
See, I wouldn't expect that. It's been a year since I watched Kornheiser and Wilborn, but those guys are great.
They're funny as hell.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. I've been shocked. I've turned on ESPN in the morning, and I'm like, wait, this is what we do.
Yeah.
I get tired of seeing politics.
Well, particularly when you get into the ESPN football time and they're talking the pros.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate that.
I agree with you. That's what I love about baseball, but I just seeing that last night, Fauci being the one to throw the pitch, and then it fell flat. That was some politics, I think, playing into that. But
it was a sad moment.
It was sad. It was a sad pitch. I've got to throw an opening pitch out a long time ago. I know I practiced for it for 2 weeks.
What did you do at the Biscuits?
Biscuits.
Oh, wow.
Right, yeah. And but
did you actually stand on the mound? Or were you in front of the mound?
I think we were in the front. They also had us in mascot. So they had us in the front. But it was a strike, I'll say that.
Yay!
It was a strike. The catcher dropped it, but it was a strike. I was mad at the catcher. I had to, go give him a few words in his ear, but...
kick some dirt on him?
Yeah, I kicked some dirt. How dare you drop my pitch? But anyway, I am curious to see how Trump's opening pitch is
when is that going to be?
Weeks. I just read that it was the opening Yankees game, their home game. So
I'm surprised he's doing that.
Yeah, he said it. That's what he said. So
Cincinnati would have been one, particularly opening day. Cincinnati is a big deal. I was going to take Reagan there, but we had some weather problems. But I got to go back during Johnny Bench and all that group.
Oh, wow.
I got more more paraphernalia from Cincinnati that you can shake a stick at.
Well, that's where we were going to take our family vacation this summer. We were going to go to Kentucky to see the Arch.
Oh, yeah.
And then drive from there to go watch the Reds play and take my boys, who are huge baseball fans. And so... of course, all that got canceled, but yeah, we were going to go see the Reds. Well, I've never seen them before, but we watched.
Real quick, what's the best? What is the best baseball stadium you've been in?
I haven't been to a lot of MLBs. I've been to the Braves. I haven't been to the new.
The Braves Stadium, the old Braves Stadium, was one of the best stadiums around. That and the Texas Ranger Stadium, who was designed by the same guy, but that was a great stadium for his day. I haven't been to the new one. My son and I are trying to go, but they got to open it, I guess. But that's supposed to be a baseball work of marvel.
Yeah, that's what I understand too. I'd like to hit that one, and one day I want to just take my boys on to every one of them one at a time. Of course, some of them are going
to
be.
I tried to do when I was traveling with Reagan, and then for the White House. Anytime I was in a major league city that we'd had a game, I would want to go to the game so I could experience. So, I've done Shea Stadium, I've done Wrigley Field, I've done a ton of them that are out there. And some of the old stadiums, I mean, I saw Mickey Mantle play in New York. I mean, that was the old days.
Oh, wow.
That was back when it was the Iron Maiden type thing. Boston is an incredible stadium to go to. The Green Monster.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked up tickets for that, too, just to sit anywhere in that one, just to go and eat a hot dog and watch them. That's one of my boys' favorite teams. So.
Well, it's a great experience.
I have one Red Sox fan.
The fans make the game, and the Red Sox fans are great. They're drunkards like me. Yeah. and they like knockwurst and hot dogs.
Yeah.
Side hustle, I got to fly here, buddy, unless you have a question for me.
No, I'll ask you one, and you can answer it on air or later. What do you think if Biden goes and does these debates? Do you think if Trump just blasts him like everyone thinks that he will, at least what I think he will, could that come back to bite him and make him look sort of a mean? Do you think that might be what the press will do? Say, look how mean he is, and sort of.
I think if he goes in and throws him on the ground and stumps on him, that's exactly what they're going to say. But did you notice? And we're going to get into it in just a second. Is that Trump is not even going to make a speech, an acceptance speech. What he said.
I did. I did. I knew that, and I was kind of sad that he canceled
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
But keep an eye on that he wasn't going to make a speech. Keep an eye on that. That's why one of those things that make me think that this thing is about to go down. We gotta go, Side Hustle. Joey's coming. He's putting the hook out on me. Gotta go. You have a great weekend. Gonna be back with Flower Child right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
I'm doing my best.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Doctors of dirt, sultans of soil, wizards of weed control, professors of potassium.
Randy, what are you doing?
Well, Timmy, I'm practicing to introduce our Turf Strong fertilizer. It's our own brand.
Randy, you don't have to say it like that. Everybody knows that Prattville Farm Center is the place to go for all their farm, pet, and gardening supplies, and especially turf products.
Well, this is big news, Timmy. We're rolling out our brand new fertilizer that we've designed specifically for Central Alabama turf grasses grown in Central Alabama soils.
Well, I guess you're right. Strong turf does start with Turf Strong. Turf Strong for your lawn at Prattville Farm Center.
That's pretty good, sweetheart. Well, let me get back to practicing. Hachos of horticulture. Luminaries.
Folks, come see us at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. We'll tell you how much Turf Strong you need to make your turf strong. And the nerd of nutrient management over here can even test your soil.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to one of our faves here. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, how are you today?
I'm well.
Good.
I'm sorry you can't find your Corona.
I know. I'm telling you, it's gone. It's non-existent.
I guess they're not producing any more in Mexico or something.
Now, somebody did call, Dan, and she said the Walmart across from Coliseum, like Garrett Coliseum. I'm trying to think if there's a Walmart there.
There's a Walmart grocery store.
Okay, yeah.
I'll look tomorrow.
She said it's there?
Yeah.
Trump already knows how to throw a ball. Yesterday, he had the little leaguers out there after his press conference.
I saw that.
And he can even catch the ball. Did you see him?
I did see that. It wasn't the most stylish catch, but it was a catch.
Well, I mean, he looked like a typical dad in the backyard, you know.
And I never looked that bad. I could catch a ball. I could play baseball now.
You have to understand, it's probably, I just don't picture him and Barron doing that, but it's probably been 50 years since he's done something like that, too. At least he could catch it.
Yeah.
It's far better than...
Oh, yeah. Fauci was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's too bad stadium didn't have fans in it.
Oh, man. Yeah. He would have been booed.
And I just wanted to say to all the Americans out there that they need to put their flag out until after the election. You know, you're frustrated because you see what's going on in America, and you feel like there's nothing you can do. But we're the silent majority, and put your flag out and leave it up even after the election. But that's one of my suggestions. And teach your child how to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Do they even teach that in school anymore?
I don't know. I know my children both knew it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They took everything else out. And I think you're right. I was shocked when Trump said he was canceling the RNC thing at Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like,
but I tell you what, I think, yes, I think it's going to work out real well for him. We're going to get into that in our next set of clips here. But if I think this week is going to be the changing point. Not that I believe these registered voter polls, because they are registered voter polls, is that I didn't want to look back and want to say this was the change that happened right here, right where we are now. Because what he did is he came across, I was a little stunned when he said it, because I was watching a game and my phone dinged, and so I paused the game, went over and I taped the thing and I ran it back and listened to him, and he was very matter of fact. Now he was reading it, and it's kind of struggling a little bit with the reading. Somebody had prepared that for him, but to tell the story of how he did it. But I thought it came across well. Yeah. I think the fact that he's not going to do a speech, and all of a sudden I was thinking, something's going on here.
It was like I thought a body snatcher had come and got him, because it was so unlike him, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely different. But I think we're going to find, again, that in a good way.
Yeah. Well, of course, Q says the month of August is hot. And so my thing is, I think they're going to expose the pedophilia first and then go after the, you know, the Comey, Clapper, Brennan people, because that will wake up a lot of people in the world, because everybody loves a child. And when they see that, they're how much they've been hurting children. Just my opinion. But I'm going to have to become a hockey fan, I believe. Cause
no, no, flower child.
Everybody else is letting me down. Did you say you were watching the Braves game the other day? Because I looked to see if it was on. And I
Yeah, Braves are on today at 3 o'clock. Sports okay. South.
Okay.
Playing New York. And this is the first game of the season today. Yesterday was the last exhibition game.
Sports South Channel?
Yep.
What am I saying? Joey, Sweet Creek, 826, please.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to a break. Come back. Do the drawing. She snuck in there, didn't she? Mm-hmm. I'll be back after that.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off, and get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO. Hey, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay. It took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit-needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. Save up to $900 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big changes in the forecast, but I think the number of storms roaming around will increase a little bit over the upcoming weekend. That's something. Today, another hot one with a high in the mid-90s, heat index 100 to 105, scattered random, mainly afternoon and evening storms, low tonight 75. But tomorrow and Sunday, we'll take the rain chances up just a notch. A more generous supply, roughly 50-50 coverage in the afternoon and evening, still mid-90s both days, not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, Joey, it's Friday.
Indeed.
It's 2:30 to 2:45. So what does that mean?
Oh, it's time for the Sweet Creek drawing.
No, we'll have a beer.
Oh, well, we can do that, too.
Why don't we do the drawing? What do you say?
Well, bottoms up. And the winner is... Stan!
Stan was the first-time caller, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Stan, you got to call me at 272-9228. That'll be the second time you call me. And, that's your winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. You want to see Stan's smiling face there. Excuse me. Since we were talking about it, let's do Trump Council's Jacksonville Convention, CBS News.
The, of course, the coronavirus and a big about face from the president. After months of resisting, President Trump is taking new steps to acknowledge the severity of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, he announced the Republican National Convention celebrations in Jacksonville, Florida will not take place as cases surge in that state.
This comes as the CDC announces new guidelines for schools to reopen after the president criticized the previous rules as too strict. And federal unemployment help is set to expire for millions of Americans unable to work unless Congress can break the deadlock. Ben Tracy is at the White House. Ben, what will the RNC look like now?
So the delegates will still formally nominate President Trump in Charlotte, North Carolina, but the president was asked if he would deliver his big acceptance speech here at the White House. He did not deny that, but he said he'll make a formal announcement about the location in a couple of days.
Just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention is not the right time.
In a sudden about-face, President Trump has been forced to bow to the reality of the coronavirus, canceling the Jacksonville portion of the convention.
Now,
he says he's setting a good example.
It's hard for us to say we're going to have a lot of people packed in a room and then other people shouldn't do it.
You are warriors. Thank you.
But just last month, the president held a rally in Tulsa. He filled an auditorium in Phoenix and has complained about not being able to hold large events. The president's desire for a packed convention night speech was hitting a wall of resistance in Florida, which is battling one of the worst outbreaks of the virus in the country. This week, the sheriff of Jacksonville said he could not guarantee the safety and security of the event.
Interesting. I know that everybody would like to have it, but I think this comes across to America as good. He's giving up something. He was very... he was kind of sanguine about it, but he was, you know, he was saying, I'm doing the right thing here. Peppa B, Peppa B, Peppa B. How are you doing, McGuire? He's getting better.
That's great. I saw that where Trump had decided to cancel it, too. And, you know, I want to tell you something. I think that was the exact right move to make. You know, I know there's just a lot of things about Trump that I like, but, you know, having it is, you know, and trying to force it, you know, it almost seemed forced. And
it would be forced.
You know, to try to have it during the middle of everybody else, you know, having been affected, you know, by, you know, this pandemic, whether in reality or psychologically even. And I tell you who this plays to more than anything else, to me, is my mother's age group. Now, she's 84. And I want to tell you, she grew up in an America that my kids don't have any concept of, and we barely remember, okay? But it was that, boy, trust the federal government. When somebody from the federal government shows up and tells you something, you know, that's what you do. And she gets livid about people not wearing her mask. You talk to some of these old folks, yeah. They get absolutely beside themselves because nobody's paying attention to the quote-unquote Dr. Fauci's advice, you know? And so this is just definitely, especially in Florida and Ohio, Pennsylvania, you know, buddy, where you got some folks that they're scared and they're listening to Dr. Fauci and they're trying to practice all those things. Buddy, you better believe it. That is directly aimed at them. You know, to cancel that event, and it's going to work for him, I think.
Well, you notice also that Trump added a component for senior citizens in that when he was talking about it, and he's realizing he needs those seniors to vote for him. So he's going to do everything he can. And because he made a point of that, we need to keep our seniors safe.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, tell you, the new campaign manager did that. I bet you an RC and a moon pie. That was straight from the new campaign manager that took over. Because, you know, right before, of course, it was like, oh, we're not paying much attention to this. We're going to just do our events and everything anyway. But, you know, that's aimed at the senior citizens, the senior votes, is allaying their fears. And Dr. Fauci, whether he's right, wrong, or just crazy, you know, they're going to listen to him.
Well,
that's the thing. He can be all three at the same time.
See, one of the things I said a couple of weeks ago is the difference between what Trump was doing and what he could change it to be doing good, to doing well, is really just some minor adjustments. And I think what they did is sat down with him with some polling data and explained to him and gave him some ways to kind of address it in some language, wordsmith stuff.
Couple of tweaks around the edges, as you say, and that would do it. So, but that's good. I'm glad to see it. I really, you know, for me, I'm saying, look, gangbusters, let's go have these big events and everything. But yeah, he's doing the right thing, at least for now. And let's see what happens. Maybe this pandemic, as they're calling it, which it's not, but maybe it'll calm down in a few weeks ahead here. So, but anyway, guys, always fun listening to your show, and thank you for letting me call in.
I want you to have a great day, my friend.
All right, you too. See ya.
Randall, how are you?
Fine. How you doing, sir?
Doing good.
I just, going back to the Fauci thing, do you think if he would have threw the ball, it almost like George said, he pushed it, it almost like he was doing that on purpose. If he'd have made it anywhere near, you know, hit the mid or, you know, the plate, I don't think conservative talk radio would be talking about it. And I don't understand the
picture. Yeah, if he would have gotten anywhere near the plate, he would have been fine. The problem is, if there was a batter on deck, he would have hit the batter.
Yeah, but I'm saying you think that it was done on purpose. You think he done it on purpose?
No, I don't think he did it on purpose. I think he didn't know anything about baseball.
And then the picture of him in the stands later, I mean, why would he even do that? You think, I mean, he was sitting beside two other people with him and his old, I guess his old lady, what it says in the paper, that mask, you know, they had that mask pulled down at the time of the picture. And he was sitting, there was three of them sitting seat by seat by seat. I mean, you think, you know, I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with him missing the pitch to kind of keep him, to pull that picture in, to make half the world think one way and half the world keep thinking the other. Yeah. Have you seen the picture? You may not have seen it.
I haven't seen the picture.
Yeah, he's sitting with, I assume, people he knows and probably lives with, and it's like three people sitting next to each other, and he's got his mask pulled down. I think he's having a beer, maybe, or something like that.
Having a beer?
He's having a drink.
No, he didn't have nothing. It wasn't no food sitting around it. He made sure it wasn't no drink. It wasn't no beer. He was just sitting there, and his wife had his, or his, I guess his significant other, have hers pulled down, too.
Randall, it's kind of like when you go in a restaurant now. You got to wear a mask around, but when you're with your party, you can take your mask off.
But the dude sitting beside him, I didn't know if he just missed it on purpose trying to stay relevant to get his name back in the
press. I don't see him.
Okay. That's all I want to. Thank you, sir. I know how you set this stuff up. Thanks.
No, I think Fauci, just when it comes to baseball, is a little weenie.
Little weenie. Trump on reopening schools here, CBS.
The children obviously have a very strong immune system.
But the president has not stopped calling for schools to reopen, although he has softened his demand for places where the virus is surging.
Districts may need to delay reopening for a few weeks, and that's possible. That'll be up to governors.
The administration complained that the CDC's original guidance on schools reopening was too tough. Revised guidance issued Thursday now falls in line, stating COVID-19 poses relatively low risk to school-aged children. It does recommend keeping students in pods to reduce the risk of spread, as well as social distancing, face masks, and hand hygiene.
There are more rules, it seems, to opening a restaurant safely than to opening your neighborhood elementary school.
Teachers' unions are frustrated and say the president cares more about the safety of his convention than the nation's schools.
It wasn't safe to put a whole bunch of rich and powerful people in that convention hall. Now, take the same advice from the Republican convention folks and apply that to a third grade.
Now, the White House is requesting $105 billion for schools from Congress in the next coronavirus relief bill. President Trump says that schools that don't reopen should not get any of that money. Instead, it should go to the parents, and they can then send their kids to private or charter schools.
I agree with that if we can get it done. It's that was a teacher union person, you think?
Yeah.
Comparing a Republican convention with adults in it to third graders. I mean, this is what I hated, the whiny unions. We can't do that. Nobody wants to pay us. No. We need combat pay. Mm-hmm. Let me go to a break. Coming back, last part of Trump and the new relief plan by Republicans. But I've got something that you're going to really want to hear. A former Marine goes out and starts talking to the Antifa people. Antifa. They follow him home. Wait till you hear the story about this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati Spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati Spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Caller Stan, you're the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. You need to call me because I want to get you in there for this weekend. Tell you what, let's do this. Let's drop this last piece from Trump on the next package here. And let's go to this Marine. This is very interesting. This is a former Marine, confronts Portland, the Antifa. He goes out with an American flag and sitting there trying to talk to them, listening to the first part of this.
After 8 weeks of unrest in Portland, a local Marine Corps vet decided to grab his American flag and march right into the chaos, hoping to talk some sense into the protesters.
If you stand for justice, come here and stand with me. Stand with me because I'm here for justice. I'm not here to tear down this fence. I'm not here to spray paint. It's going on every day.
But the Portland native says his call for unity was only met with more violence. And join us right now, retired Marine Gabriel Johnson. Now, in that introduction, they had written that you were there to talk some sense into the protesters. Is that what you were trying to do?
Well, what I was actually trying to do is just take the American flag and use its symbol of unity to bridge the divide,
yeah.
Possibly start a conversation with some of the protesters that are down there to let them know that what's going on is beyond a message. I think the message has been lost at this point with the onslaught of Antifa, their fear tactics. This has to stop.
Now, this guy was getting, as you could hear, kind of emotional with it. And he's out there and he's holding the American flag, and some of the Antifa people come over and stand on each side of him. But listen to what happens next. He gets followed home.
So, Gabriel, you walked out with the American flag, and you thought you were going to get one response from the people there. And what did they do to you? What did they say?
Listen.
I was called the N-word. I was called a coon. I was called Uncle Tom, all by blacks. I was attacked. And when I say attacked, not only verbally, but with a baseball bat.
You were attacked with a baseball bat?
Yes, I had Antifa members come at me with a baseball bat, and two civilians stepped in the way. I was very, very surprised. Probably the most inspiring thing that I saw that whole night was the fact that these two people came to my call for justice, and in turn, they came and protected me.
This guy is a pretty big dude, too, Dan. He's not a young player here, but this gives you a real feel of what Antifa is like. They followed this guy home, and it was a female that followed him home. And then you're going to hear how organized they are. They're on the radio, and they're talking back and forth. They're coordinating. Listen in.
In the beginning, these were demonstrations to talk about racial inequalities and police brutality and things in the wake of the George Floyd killing. But since then, and you saw this with your own two eyes, you feel that Antifa has infiltrated this movement, and you see the coordination, and you see that these are anarchists, and they are not trying to take advantage. They're using this moment and this movement to do what they do.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them anarchists. I would call them terrorists, because that's exactly what they do. They have infiltrated Antifa, or excuse me, Black Lives Matter. The Antifa woman that was following me, that showed me the video that they had been following me all day long, was in a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, Black Lives Matter face mask and hoodie, with the Antifa pin on, her sweatshirt, and a radio in hand. So if that isn't a coordinated effort, and if those people aren't infiltrated, involved, co-opted this movement, then I don't know what else to say.
The president has sent some federal officers into your town to protect the assets there. You know, every morning we wake up and we show these images of the protests and fire, you know, tear gas and stuff like that. Have you thought about moving out of Portland?
This is my city. I was raised here. I will not let a bunch of terrorist thugs run me out of my city.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
So they followed him, and they have radios. So it's obviously coordinated. You have two people that have baseball bats. I want to know who the folks are that stepped in to help him. Were they just like, and he's back to his house when this happens. They followed him. And they were going to intervene. But these are all just peaceful protests.
Right, mostly peaceful.
I am so tired of listening to CNN and MSNBC and the media do this. And any damn Democrat that talks about this will talk about the peaceful protest. It's like the fact that people are burning stuff and they're going in and spray painting buildings. That didn't have anything to do with it. You know the Columbus statue where the 30 police officers got assaulted?
Mm-hmm.
The mayor takes it down in the middle of the night. You know why? Because she's kicking.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to do anything. How would you feel if you were one of the 30 police officers that got pelted and they go in the middle of the night, take that down while you're trying to protect it?
Well, and there's something about the, you know, we can pretty quickly draw a box around when the right goes too far and go, hey, like explicitly racist stuff. It's pretty easy to go, hey, you're going way too far there. With the left, it's not as clear sometimes. Like somebody goes, I believe in equality of outcome. And then they drape it in anti-racism and all these other different anti-bigotry movements. And so I think there are some people who are Democrats who are like, yeah, I'm down with the cause, but they're not willing to call out the more radical elements. Because
that's how they've slid in the slipstream of these folks.
Exactly. And you better get a hold of your own party, because equality of outcome can mean one thing. To me, it's a dangerous ideology.
Yeah, this is getting completely out of control. And the way that people are feeding this is just unbelievable. Finally, on the way out, Peter Ducey on Biden using Trump as a racist again.
Joe Biden believes 45 is a first.
We've had racists, and they've existed, and they've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has.
President Trump's campaign says this is an insult to the intelligence of black voters, and Trump himself is trying to add historical context.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
12 U.S. presidents, at some point in their lives, owned slaves. Woodrow Wilson's name was just stripped from a school at Princeton because of his past segregationist policies. And Andrew Jackson is set to be replaced within a decade on the $20 bill design by Harriet Tubman after review of his record of mistreating slaves and Native Americans. But Biden insists Trump is the first racist.
The way he pits people against one another is all designed to divide the country, divide people.
If there's one Biden attack on Trump that's been consistent since day one, it's this. The central theme of his announcement video was President Trump's response to deadly race riots in Charlottesville.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides.
Registered voters in a new Fox News poll trust Biden over Trump on every leading issue in battleground Minnesota, but Trump has more trust on the economy in battlegrounds Michigan and Pennsylvania. Now Biden is hoping to hold his overall lead with help from his old boss.
What kind of values are you communicating?
Bingo.
That's part of a 15-minute long streaming campaign video with Biden and Obama, who reportedly got paid $50 million to develop streaming content for Netflix. But it appears he did this one for his former VP for free.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good, be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.